Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text, which is one verse of the lesson that was read, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, comes in the context of St. Paul's discussion of prayer in public worship, in which Timothy is urged that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings to be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority. This is done because God desires that all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Our text expresses the antecedent will of God, which desires salvation for all men. For there is one God, and therefore one will of God regarding mankind. But although there is only one will of God, there is also one condition of mankind which prevents this will from being carried out. Mankind is sinful. Mankind is all of mankind, is at enmity with God, steeped in their own trespasses and sins, and the way back to God is closed. The only answer is in the one mediator, Christ Jesus, the only person who can fulfill this unique role. Fulfills it precisely because he who is God has also become man. And this is the message and the testimony for which Paul was appointed, and which is the burden and substance of every message of every God-fearing preacher from his time on. This man, Christ Jesus, Christ the Messiah and Anointed One, and Jesus the Savior, is the one mediator who, because he was both God and man, could die for the sins of the world, and thus by paying the penalty of our sin and guilt, could substitute his own righteousness and his own sinlessness in its place, and thereby ransom us from an otherwise sure and irrevocable eternal life of pain and suffering in hell. He is the only one who can act as a mediator between God and man, and can restore and reestablish his broken relationship with God so that we become his children. He becomes our loving Father, who has granted to each of us an eternal place with him in heaven. This is the message that has been given to us to proclaim to a fallen, to a desperate world. But this message is important for us also, for he is our one mediator as well. Perhaps we can understand this best, what this really means for us, if we look at it from the final end and culmination, and then work our way back. So, let us begin with our promised and guaranteed eternal life in heaven. Of this we can be absolutely sure. We will spend eternity surrounding the throne of God. But to arrive at heaven, we have to go through the process of dying. This is a direct result of sin in the world. This is a direct result of the things that we are going to have to combat and work against all during our life before we come to this process by which we can enter the eternal mansion of God. And so we spend a number of days and years in preparation for this event of dying in order to arrive at eternal life. And we work at whatever God has appointed us and chosen us to do in his church militant here on earth. Sometimes these days will be filled with joy and happiness, but often, all too often, they will be days of trial and unhappiness. When things begin to go wrong in our lives, and the pressures, and the trouble, and the problems all pile up, we know that we do have someone to whom we can go, who will hear our problem, and who will help us. We do not have, as the pagans who lived in St. Paul's time, we do not have a confusing array of gods, each responsible for a different set of conditions and areas and problems, and each one jealous of their own rights and privileges and prerogatives, which, if they are transgressed or bypassed, are done at the risk of the suffering. We do not have this kind of a world in which to live because we have one mediator, and that is all we need. He is sufficient for he has atoned for each and every one of our sins, has removed your and my separation from God, has reestablished our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Therefore, of all people on earth, we can have peace in the midst of turmoil. We can have calm in the midst of controversy, and stability in the midst of chaos, because we each have this one mediator, our own personal mediator between God and man, who has given himself as a ransom for all, and has given each of us eternal and never-ending peace with God. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us now.